The Nome Volunteer Fire Department responded to an early morning fire in Teller, flying in 6 firefighters who were later joined by several vehicles loaded with crew and equipment. KNOM's Matthew Smith has the story.
The first group of firefighters arrived in Teller just before 5 o'clock this morning. The fire, burning since 2 a.m., had engulfed the old Teller Commercial Company building, the former store known as the Blodgett Building, as well as an old abandoned house next to it. The flames had also spread to the Mary's Igloo office and its nearby storage shed. The flames were threatening the Teller Catholic Church, as well as the community power plant. The wind was beginning to bring smoke to buildings adjacent to the fire. Many of those buildings were abandoned, described as tinderboxes by firemen on the scene. Nome Fire Chief Matt Johnson.
Well, we took one of them and we took a 2-story structure with a loader and pushed it onto the pile so that it would stop the fire spread to the Catholic Church and the Evec power plant.
Additional firefighters arrived in Teller around 7 o'clock this morning. Johnson says they used the City of Teller loader to tear down 3 buildings and move other structures away from the fire. NVFD turned its hoses on to the church and used the loader to push a vacant building that sat between the church and the blaze toward the fire. When it collapsed, it fell toward the fire and prevented damage to the church. But then Johnson says the loader itself caught fire.
It fell into a utility door that's buried in the ground and was unable to get back out. And fortunately, the firefighter that was operating it was able to get out okay. And unfortunately, we lost the loader, but we didn't lose anybody.
The loader eventually exploded, first the fuel tank and then its 4 massive tires, and it was completely gutted by the fire. Johnson says the blaze was fully contained around 9 a.m. No injuries were reported. NVFD continued using heavy equipment from the City of Teller to move charred debris and extinguish any remaining hazards. Cora Oblowalik is the tribal coordinator for Mary's Igloo Traditional Council. She said that she and some co-workers were able to enter their office before it caught fire and salvage computers and tribal documents, as well as materials for a culture camp being held on July 22nd.
Oh, we're still gonna go. We got most of our important camp stuff here. Got them all out of the warehouse and the building, so we're still gonna have it. Building or no building, I mean, we'll still have a tribe.
Johnson says the fire marshal is now trying to determine how it will get investigators to Teller. Johnson and his crew secured the perimeter before returning to Nome just before noon. Alaska State Troopers were on the scene and taking control of what is still considered a crime scene. Johnson says it will be up to the fire marshal's office to determine the cause of the fire. From KNOM in Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.